This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. As our long, cold, snowy winter has dragged on, one result can be seen with stunning clarity from outer space. Satellite photos prove that the Great Lakes are nearly totally covered with ice, and we're close to setting a record for the most ice cover in 34 years. We wondered if we might actually break that record, and we wondered what this all means for the Great Lakes once spring finally finds us and that ice melts. Joining us now is Alan Steinman. He's director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Now, we saw that the most ice cover was 94.7%, and that was in 1979. So where are we at today?
Well, we're close to that. I haven't seen the actual data for today, but with the cold snap that we've had over the last couple of days, we're certainly creeping up. It's Lake Ontario that seems to be the most open right now, given the circulation patterns and the very relatively deep water of that lake, given its size. It tends to be the last to, it's a holdout in terms of icing over.
So it's keeping the Great Lakes from hitting that 100% mark then.
Indeed.
Now, is this good news for the Great Lakes?
Well, it is. Certainly the fact that the ice is covering the surface of the lake prevents evaporation, and that's one of the greatest losses of water that we experience in the Great Lakes. So the longer that the ice stays on the lake, the less chance there is for evaporation off of the surface. And as we have the cold waters, that coldness is retained by the lake water. And so as we go into the summer, chances are that it's not going to heat up as fast. And so going into next winter, we'll have a better chance of forming ice again and keeping the evaporation rates down. Now, there's no guarantee there. I mean, for all we know, we could have a very, very hot summer, and it could warm up again, and we could have high evaporation rates. But at least right now, given the high ice cover, given the cold temperatures of the lake, things look good, relatively good, certainly better than it's looked the last 20 years in terms of keeping the water levels up in the Great Lakes.
Yeah, in fact, I'm wondering then, as you say it's going to be colder, well, certainly swimmers that can expect it to be chilly, perhaps a little bit longer than usual. What does that mean for the biology of the lakes, or the ecology, if you will? Is it better for the water to be colder?
Well, it really depends on what kind of organism you're talking about, Cynthia. For some of the fish species, it might be problematic in terms of having the colder temperatures. Their metabolism may not warm up as quickly. For the algae, it probably doesn't make that big a difference. And actually, as we talk about, since you alluded to the beachgoers and the swimmers, chances are in the shallow waters along the lake shoreline, where there's not a lot of depth, water, if it's warm and the wind is not coming from onshore, chances are that things will warm up relatively quickly. And so what we're really experiencing is the colder temperatures in the deeper waters and out towards the middle of the lake. But if we have warm temperatures, calm winds, chances are that the beach conditions will still be relatively good.
Well, let's talk about what could we see, do you think, in terms of increased water levels in the lakes, which I'm sure boaters and property owners and also for agriculture and industries that depend on the waterways, they're always keeping an anxious eye on the fact that we've seen this trend 15 years or so of decreases. What do you think will happen?
Well, we have two factors that are going on simultaneously. One is the snowpack that's on the ground, and as that melts, obviously that will increase water levels in the lakes. And some modeling has been done as to what that means in terms of the water levels, and that might be anywhere from 3 to 8 inches of increase just associated with the snowpack. But simultaneously, as we talked about, we have that ice cover. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be less evaporation that will keep water levels up. So the models are variable. Now, remember, typically, in an average year, water levels at least in Lakes Michigan and Huron, between January and July, go up about 10 to 11 inches every year.
That's typical.
That's typical. Okay. And then they go down 11 inches going into the fall, into the next year.
Okay.
And that's why the water levels stay relatively stable. Now, of course, that varies from year to year. And over the last 20 years, we've had more declines than we've had increases. So will it go up above that 11 inches for this January through July of 2014? It very well could, given the ice pack, given the less evaporation. Models suggest the water levels could go up anywhere from 7 to 8 inches, which would be below normal, all the way up to 20 inches, which would get us close to the long-term average in Lakes Michigan and Huron.
Which I would suspect for commercial shipping, that's good news because they take a big hit when they have to light load their vessels when water levels are too low.
Absolutely. Estimates are about $1 million for every inch that they have to do that. But it's not just commercial. It's also recreational boating. It's the local marinas. All of that benefit from higher water levels. There's less cost associated with dredging, and there's going to be more boating activity, so there's going to be more commerce in general. So in terms of the economy of the Great Lakes as a whole, it's a strong positive as long as the water levels don't get so high, which is highly unlikely it'll happen, like we had back in 86,
right,
where real estate starts to be threatened again. The reality is, and we try and emphasize this quite often, that Mother Nature has the ultimate control over water levels in the Great Lakes. Humans can tweak around the edges, but when we have very cold spells and a lot of rain, like we had last April, water levels are going to go back up, and when we have long droughts, water level is going to go down. And, yeah, we can try and put control structures in there and spend billions and billions of dollars and potentially start thwarting with the ecology of the Great Lakes. But Mother Nature has a way of having the upper hand in the long run.
Alan Steinman, director of the Annis Water Resources Institute at Grand Valley State University. Always love talking Great Lakes with you, Alan. Thank you so much.
My pleasure, Cynthia.